Meet Betty DeFord. She likes to fish on the Illinois River, but a bad experience on the water spurred her into action.
My husband and I took our daughter and a friend out for a boat ride in our 16-foot John boat. And we ran into a school of these fish, and they about swamped our boat. They were jumping out of the water like popcorn or torpedoes flying every which way. We were batting them out of the boat with a broom, with boat oars, with picking them up and throwing them out. And when it was all said and done, we got out of the mess. We had 32 of the slimy, stinking, bloody things in the boat with us, and we were slimed from head to toe. And it was on after that.
And it was that silver Asian carp experience that gave her an idea about a redneck fishing tournament.
We had regular carp tournaments, and after this happened, we decided to call it the redneck because these things don't bite on normal pole and line, so they jump out of the water. So that's how we came up with the handheld dip net. You get your boat, you put in the water, you fish for 2-hour heats, and the one with the most fish caught with handheld dip nets wins the prize.
But flying fish can be dangerous. She says, be careful.
First year we had this, there was a gentleman that got hit. He caught one, and I think his brother or sister come to his rescue, maybe the grandfather, and smacked him upside the face. He ended up with stitches above his eye and a black eye and a broken nose. He went to the hospital 8 miles away, had it repaired, came back, and fished the next heat.
The tournament is helping reduce the population. As many as 10,000 silver Asian carp were removed in just 1 year, and in 1 2-hour heat, 452 were captured. All the fish then provided to Schaefer Fisheries in Fulton, Illinois, where the catches turned into fertilizer. The 12th annual Redneck Fishing Tournament is this Thursday through Saturday in Bath, Illinois. Find out more at originalredneckfishing.com. I'm Jim Taylor for the RFD Radio Network.